That's right. I go to American University.
What are you studying?
I'm studying drama.
Do you go to many plays?
Yes, I do. I see a lot of plays here in Washington. And sometimes my friend Sandy and I go to New York to see Broadway shows.
Nous allons donc découvrir les mots utilisés pour les horaires des trains. The train leaves at 6 o'clock. Le train quitte à 6 heures. Les deux verbes à retenir ici, to leave, quitter, to arrive, arriver. It arrives in New York at 11. It est le pronom qui remplace train. Quand vous utilisez des moyens de transport, vous allez utiliser l'expression to go by car, to go by train, to go by plane, by bus. Ici, Pat Miller répond à Kathy et Max en disant we go by train.
We go by train.
Oui, nous. Elle parle d'elle et son amie Sandy. Écoutez la conversation qui suit.
New York? How do you get there?
We go by train. We go and come back the same day.
Really?
Yes, it's not a long trip.
When do the trains leave?
The first train to New York leaves at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's very early.
Yes, it is. We usually take the 7 o'clock train.
When does it arrive in New York?
It arrives in New York at 11. It takes about 4 hours.
Quand on voyage, on a besoin de savoir quelle heure il est. Et si on n'a pas de montre, on peut demander, what time is it? Quelle heure est-il? Écoutez et répétez. What time is it? It is 2 o'clock. En contraction, it's 2 o'clock.
Listen and repeat. 2 o'clock. What time is it? It's 2 o'clock. 2:15. What time is it? It's 2:15. 2:30. What time is it? It's 2:30. 2:45. What time is it? It's 2:45.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur ondes courtes, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TU. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà. Imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello. Where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York. Where are you going? I'm going to Seattle. Do you live in New York? No, I live in Washington. Do you fly very often? Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent? Do you fly very often? Yes, I do. Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous voler? Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport. How are you traveling? Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport? How are you traveling?
How are you traveling?
I'm taking the plane.
Ou bien, I'm traveling by plane.
How are you traveling to New York?
I'm traveling by bus.
How do you like to travel?
Comment préférez-vous voyager?
How do you like to travel?
Where does your wife like to travel?
She likes to visit her family.
Where does her family live?
Her mother lives in Indianapolis. Her father lives in Florida.
Does she have aunts and uncles?
Yes.
Where do they live?
New York, Boston, Los Angeles.
Do you visit them?
Yes, we do. My wife likes to visit family.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by plane.
How do you travel to New York?
We take the train. It's very fast.
That's nice. How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car. We like to have the car with us.
Pouvez-vous répondre à des questions sur les moyens de transport couramment utilisés? Écoutez d'abord ce dialogue.
How do you travel to Indianapolis?
We travel by car.
How do you travel to work?
I travel by train.
How do you travel to Los Angeles?
We travel by airplane.
Essayez de répondre aux questions suivantes en précisant le moyen de transport choisi. I travel by car. Je voyage en voiture. I travel by train. Je voyage en train. I travel by airplane. Ou plutôt, I travel by plane. Je voyage en avion. Or I travel on bicycle. Je voyage en bicyclette. Ou bien, bien sûr, I walk. Il s'agissait de voyage et de moyens de transport. By car, by train, by plane, by bus. Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent. How do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by train. I travel by bus. I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Goodbye.
My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have two guests with me today. On my left,
hello, my name is Madina.
On my right,
hello, my name is Eva.
And today we are going to discover how to talk in English. How to talk. Does that sound bizarre for you that we're going to try to learn how to talk or describe how we talk?
No, actually, it's very important because the way you talk is the way you convey all your ideas. So let's talk about how we talk.
Aha. How about you? What do you think of the idea of understanding how we talk?
I think it is important because I don't speak very well English. So how we speak English?
Right. So do you know if a conversation is important, light? Here in America, we call it chit-chat when it's light conversation. And if it's serious conversation, we can call it formal or serious. So we're going to warm up and find out kind of what all of this means. Well, maybe we can start by being informal and relaxed. And of course, when we're relaxed, we smile, we laugh. So let's do a bit of chit-chat here right now. Chit chat is light conversation, easy, not serious. So let's do a bit of chit chat. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Did you like the weather this morning?
I did like the weather. It was very sunny and very nice.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Eva? How was your commute to work? How did you come to work? Was it good weather for you or?
Yes, good weather with the sun.
We had a bit of sun, but it was cold, don't you think?
It was cold, but it's better to have the sun with the cold than the cold with the rain, right?
Yeah. How about your transport? How was it crowded when you traveled today?
I'm lucky, so I had to walk here today, so it was okay. But yes, it was a little bit crowded.
Okay, so you see, chit-chat, we talk about weather, we talk about our commute, nothing serious, but we've got some friends who are going to join us, and they're going to participate with us. Wonderful. So where are our friends?
Hello.
Here we are. Hello. Who are you? Qui êtes-vous?
Allô?
What is your name?
What is your name, Eva is asking.
Oui. My name is Mr. Eglon.
Okay, so we have one person. His name is Eglon. And I heard another voice. Do you want to ask who that person was?
Hello, what's your name?
Hello. My name is Mr. Eglon.
Hello, Eglon. Yeah, we heard you, but I think we heard another voice. Who is with Eglon?
Eglon is a student of IFIS at Goma Town in DRC.
Oh, wonderful. Eglon is talking about who he is. He is a student in DRC. And I believe we have an exaucé from Brazzaville. Exaucé, can you say hello?
Hello.
Hello, exaucé.
And Eva is here too. She wants to say hi to you.
Hello, exaucé. How are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
Wonderful.
We're doing very well. Thank you, exaucé.
Thanks so much.
Yes, fine too.
Thank you. Thanks for coming and spending some time with us and chit-chatting with us. How is the weather in Brazzaville, exaucé?
It is raining now.
It's raining.
It is rainy. Oh.
Yeah.
Do you like the rain, exaucé?
Pardon?
Do you like the rain? Est-ce que tu aimes la pluie ou ça ne te plaît pas?
Un tout petit peu.
Un tout petit peu.
Just a little.
Just a little. That's
very... Just a little.
How about you, exaucé? How's the weather where you are in general? When it's not raining?
Pardon?
When it's not raining, how is the weather?
When it's raining.
When it's not raining.
When it's not raining.
Is it?
How can I say that?
Yes, on the other days. How is it?
Il fait chaud.
Oui. Les journées sont soleil.
Okay, beautiful sunny weather.
Beautiful sunny weather.
Okay, so we are going to find out from you, Eglon, some more details in a few minutes.
But what subject do you study, Eglon? What do you study
history,
at the University
economy.
Of Goma?
Okay, I study economy.
Oh, he studies economy. How about you, exaucé?
Yes.
Exaucé, hi.
Yes.
You are a student too, or are you a student as well?
I'm a student at Marangwabi University. I studied languages.
Wow, aren't we
lucky? Chinese, English, French, and many of them.
That's wonderful.
That's
very
great.
Good.
Congratulations.
Old.
Wonderful.
22 years old. Oh, Eglon, you and I have the same age.
Yes, and me too.
That is wonderful. And guess what? You are all the age of my son. So, shall we say bye for now?
Oui.
We'll say bye and we'll see you later.
Yeah.
Bye, Eglon.
Bye, Eglon.
Oui, I like Roger Moutou.
Yeah, we do too.
Okay.
All right.